The Cape Town offices of the Gift of the Givers have been burgled. When staff of the humanitarian organization arrived this morning, they found the main door open and the office in disarray. Laptops, television sets and donations for fire victims were among the items stolen. Let's get more information from Gift of the Givers chairperson Imtiaz Suleiman. Dr. Suleiman, I'm so sorry that this has happened. The level of depravity that we've reached for an NPO to be targeted by criminals like this is disgusting. Can you tell us what your staff found when they arrived this morning?
When they arrived this morning, they found the front door open. And the moment they walked in, they got a shock. They saw all the items that, you know, that were collected for the fire lying all over the office. The TV was missing. Some PCs were missing. The laptops were missing, and some of the stuff that we used during COVID, the coveralls and other items were missing. And in the area, the kettle was gone, the microwave was gone, and few awards that we received, some gifts that we received, were all missing. But fortunately, you know, in this kind of tragedy, the goodness of South Africans comes about. We made an announcement. You know, and SAPS was there within minutes, the flying squad. We have a very good relationship with SAPS. All the neighbors came from nearby, and from the area, community areas, people started sending us messages. And within a few hours, 11 suspects were arrested, and quite a bit of the items were found again. And this was fantastic. It shows what you can do when community supports you. The community themselves found the people, and you know, and the SAPS arrested them. So it's excellent, fantastic. The neighbors next door, their cameras picked up, it was a white Quantum, that seven people had come out of the vehicle to come into the office. So because of the all-round cooperation, the speed and efficiency of the SAPS, the support of the community, it was just great that something was done so quickly.
That's incredible to hear that some of the goods that were stolen were recovered. Have you been able to calculate the damage of what has not been recovered?
Not yet. It's too early because they've called us to come to the police station again tomorrow morning. They found more stuff today. So we'll do a total count once what's recovered. And also trying to figure out what was missing because we've been very busy. So we closed on the 23rd of December. And on the 30th, we had the fires starting in Cape Town. And there have been six fires in the last week. So our staff have been caught up with new offices, collecting stuff, distributing. So we'll have to just check. You know, I don't think it's going to be a train smash to figure out what was missing. The easy things to remember to calculate are the TVs, even a radio, the microwave, and all those kind of items. That we can check, you know, what was gone. But in addition to that, the clothes and all that came in, well, we want to check our invoices. We know exactly what's missing. But fortunately, a lot of them have been recovered.
Is there going to be any impact on relief efforts for those fires in Cape Town?
No. We have the capacity to support and running six fires at the same time. We also supported the Boksburg tanker explosion, and we're supporting the memorial service for the nurses tomorrow also. We have the capacity to do huge things. You know, we're involved in the KZN floods. We've been involved in the civil unrest. In December, before we close, we generally stockpile all our warehouses because we know, especially in Cape Town, fire is a huge problem. And without having to do any shopping, we've managed to supply contents to all people in the six different fires, and we can even do many more. So to answer your question, no, that was just taken from the office. The office is not our main storage space. It was only used because the warehouse was closed, and we were closed, but we always kept some surplus, easy to access stock in the office. Our warehouses are full, so we can handle any disaster right now.
Are you worried that because you are everywhere and you're so good at providing relief and South Africans give so freely to Gift of the Givers because they know that whatever they give you is going to be redistributed to the people who really need it most. Are you worried that makes you a target for criminals?
No. You know, in our 30-year history, we've never really had any incidents. Probably three or four, all minor issues, you know, and it always got sorted out. And we have great respect from the communities and in any area. In fact, quite often when journalists want to cover a story and they feel afraid to walk into an informal settlement or a rural area or an area with lots of history of violence, they call us, you know, and they work with us, and nobody interferes. Quite often, we lead the way even before the SAPS. So we have the relationship and the respect of people all over the country. You get some kind of bad element that, you know, take a chance. And the thing is, the office they went into really does not carry much stuff normally. It was just there because we were busy with floods itself, but we don't really store something. And also we have good security systems, but unfortunately with the load shedding like everywhere else in the country, the alarm systems, the battery dies, it doesn't work at certain times. And, you know, it's just our inverters have not been installed yet because we started doing that in all the different offices and the warehouses, but then the festive season came and it closed and the inverters were going to be installed. So it's just one of those, you know, unfortunate situations. But there's, you know, there's good in what has happened. To me, the greatest good that has happened, it shows the efficiency of the SAPS. And when communities work hand in hand with you and they're prepared to, you know, to surrender people that are from their own community, we can fight crime in a big way, in a very fast way in this country. All we need to do is to rebuild the trust between the SAPS and the communities from where the criminals come. And if we do that, I can see a great future in crime fighting in the country. And of course, the other part from a spiritual point of view, we need to give criminals the opportunity to fix themselves and their own souls. And if that happens, you know, when you have no criminals, you don't have need to have crime fighting. It's a dream. It's, you know, it's maybe it's a long-term goal, but it's not impossible. We can bring to that. We need to improve the economic situation in the country, create jobs, have opportunities, especially for the youth. And in time, we can turn the situation around. Hmm.
Do you have a message for the community members who assisted you in apprehending the guilty parties, or perhaps for those bad elements themselves, just to sort of, you know, help them understand the gravitas of you know, stealing from an organization that aims to give so much to communities?
My message has always been the same. It's that same community from Hanover Park, where one of our volunteers was shot 4 years ago. I mean, Amiruddin. And, you know, again, this community support, within 48 hours, those who were involved were apprehended. And about a month ago, they were given a 25-year sentence, virtually equal to life. And again, the community played a great role. So my message to community is very, very clear. We are extremely thankful to you for what you've done in this instance and many other instances. And you know who the criminals are in your area. It could be your son, your brother, your father, your uncle. You have a responsibility to expose that and pass that information on to the SPS, because we need to clean our society. And you are the ones that need to change that. You're the same people who could be responsible for promoting drugs involved with killing, and it could be your own family members that in the long run may suffer. But in this way, if we expose them, and hopefully they're given a chance to reform and change their ways. And this is a call to all people, all criminals in South Africa. It's never too late. You know, I speak from a divine point of view, from a spiritual point of view. There is always a chance to uplift and improve. And we call upon you to change your ways, to be an asset to the community, to help your own kids' lives, your family lives, and your lives. And let's make a change in the interest of all the people in our country. And we embrace each other with open arms.
Thank you so much. Your positivity is absolutely infectious. Gift of the Givers founder Imtiaz Suleiman talking to us about a burglary at the Cape Town office. Good news, though, many of the suspects, alleged suspects, apprehended, and some of the goods already returned.